At 6:06, it is overcast, 49 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 67. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Erratic swings in the collection of corporate income taxes in Oklahoma mean the Oklahoma legislature will have less revenue to appropriate this year for state services than initially projected. State Budget Director Preston Dorflinger says that not all of the state's revenue is flowing into the general fund.
Legislatures in the past have diverted money off the gross revenues to specific areas of government. And what that's done has caused there to be less money flowing into the general revenue fund.
Lawmakers will have $6.9 billion to spend this year. That is $188 million less than last year and $17 million less than estimated back in December. Meanwhile, a plan to reduce the top personal income tax rate in Oklahoma has cleared a Senate committee, and the sponsors of the bill say the measure will recoup some of the estimated $172 million it will cost the state. The Senate Finance Committee voted 8-2 yesterday for the bill. It now heads to the full Senate for consideration. The State Department of Transportation has narrowed down bids for the Sooner Sub rail line to two companies, and at least one is considering allowing passenger rail service.
ODOT has selected BNSF and Stillwater Watco companies for further negotiations on the 97.5-mile line. Jeff Van Skoik with Watco attended Tulsa's Rail Advisory Committee meeting.
It's important that the people who want to operate passenger trains on the line that we want to operate have a voice that speaks on behalf of the railroad and gives them the facts that they need to proceed.
The company is talking to Iowa Pacific about passenger service. Iowa Pacific wants to run up to 8 trains a day during the week and 5 on weekends. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The chance of rain today should dampen just a bit the wildfire threat. The conditions and wildfires that burned hundreds of acres and threatened homes prompts a burn ban in Old Maugee County. The area emergency manager, Tim Creighton, says no outdoor burning is allowed except for charcoal and gas grills on hard surfaces and by those citizens with approved burn plans. He says if you see a fire, report it.
Need to report those immediately, like today. It don't take anything for a little one to go really big.
Anyone caught violating the burn ban could face up to $500 in fines and a year in jail or both. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation Commission has picked a new chairman. The commission voted yesterday to elect Russell Noble as its chairman. Noble was first appointed to the commission by Governor Frank Keating back in 1997. He was reappointed 2 more times by Governors Henry and Fallon. A team of geologists from Oklahoma State University investigating what might be causing an increase in earthquakes in the state. Logan County in the Guthrie area has seen about a dozen tremors in recent days, including at least one near 4-point magnitude. Emergency manager David Ball says the quakes have scared some people but caused no major damage.
I have had some folks say been pictures knocked off of the wall and then a little bit of a crack in the wall in the corners of their houses, but we have not had anybody report any major damages.
Ball says some callers have asked about the possibility of early warnings, but he says the unpredictability of earthquakes make those unworkable. Our weather forecast, increasing clouds with a slight chance of rain, 67 for a high. Rain chances increase to 30% tonight, 56 for a low. Right now, overcast in 49. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.